Minister, as you know, on June 15th last, thousands of families from Donegal, Mayo, Clare, and other counties gathered outside the convention centre and walked here to the government buildings. On that same day, this House passed a motion, no TD opposed it, calling for 100% redress for the families who have been devastated by the defective concrete blocks. Your working group has been established. Minister, I have to report to you that the families didn't have a good experience with that working group. Your department officials are focused on limiting the exposure of the state. The families have been focused on solutions. So they've made a submission to you, their final submission, and it's based on the Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, their costing per square foot, per square metre, because the government have asked the question, what is 100% redress? They've demonstrated to you what can be done based on the real world prices, but they've also demonstrated to you the need for a state guarantee. Because if we are saying to families that in many instances you don't require to demolish your home, that removing the outer relief will be a safe option, and that's the view of engineers that put together the protocol for the National Standards Authority of Ireland, the state needs to guarantee that work. So they're the two big calls for 100% redress and for a state guarantee. I believe that the families who stayed with the process have made the submission, have presented that submission to TDs and senators, as you know, in the last week in these houses. I think that they have done a tremendous bit of work, and I'm hopeful, Minister, that you will back their report and deliver the solution that so many families badly need.